say it that way, this matter of their existence, you need to begin to recognize what they've done for you. When there's something unexplainable in your life, in the natural, mm-hmm. say, man, that's just, oh, don't ever say, I just can't believe that.
Yes, that's not good.
In fact, I've heard of people that lost miracles. They got healed and they were walking out of the church after some great healing visitation by God, and some guy said, look at me, I just can't believe this. And instantly they lost their miracle.
That's right.
Watch your words.
That's right. Or like the word incredible. How many times do we hear this word, Darren? And it means literally unbelievable. It's not to be believed.
Right.
Well, we even hear evangelists and pastors say, that was incredible. We have to get rid of some of those kind of words in our vocabularies
now,
because they're not godly.
And what you're saying there, Barbara, we need to say if there's no explainable cause, it's probably supernatural.
Yes. Why can't we say that's supernatural?
Now, it could be supernatural. And, folks, I want to tell you, I believe, that if I look out the window here of the building and I can see people out there moving around. Now, let's suppose that I saw a man or a woman of God and I saw a man or a woman of Satan. They're breathing the same air. They're walking through the same parking lot or going between the buildings or whatever. I believe the spirit world operates the same way. There are angels out there and there are demons out there, and you need to be sophisticated in the word to the extent that you know what kind of supernatural being here is around.
Yes.
Or what's working. What did you just hear? Mm-hmm. Was that from a demon or is that from an angel of God? And you can know that.
Oh, we can, and especially the way we feel. When we have been in the presence of Satan or a demon, we always feel down. It's a downer for us. When we have been in the presence of angels, and the angels especially of God who've been before God, we feel exhilaration, we feel edification, only we feel absolutely encouraged, and that's a real difference.
So again, I want to say this to you. You need to recognize God, number one, as being sovereign and supreme.
Yes.
You need to recognize him as having sent those angels, like you were just saying in Psalm 91, that they lift you up so that you don't bust your head all the time.
That's right.
Well, now, when one of those things happens for you or your children or somebody you love, recognize God, thank him for sending angels to protect you.
Amen.
Even in your stupidity.
Amen.
And all of us have done dumb things. All of us. And we will continue in our humanness to do things and be places we're not supposed to be. And you know, sometimes when there's a divine urgency to not take a certain road. Well, just the other day, for example, we were coming back from a little town in northern Colorado, and it had been snowing. The roads were slick. I mean, it was a mess. It was one of these storms that kind of blows through Colorado in the late winter, early spring. I came out of this little town, and I, instead of turning to head back to Denver, I went straight. Now, I said, why am I doing this? I mused out loud. I said, I didn't want to do this. What am I doing on this road? And we drove out about a mile and a half, and I turned around on this icy road, and I headed back toward the four lane that mm-hmm. comes from Greeley down to Denver, and we got back on the four lane. We hadn't gone a mile, mm-hmm. and here was a rollover, and they were just dragging this guy out of the car.
That's right.
Now, you said at the time, yeah. praise God. I wonder if the angels steered us out there so we wouldn't be in the middle of this
involved
mishap.
That's right. And we probably would not have been injured, but our car may have been involved in that, where we would have had to spend 2 or 3 hours being towed or something.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. But I truly believe that that kept us
see
from
I think the angel
involved.
Said no close calls today.
No close. That's
because
right.
Because we have
no
a tight schedule
calls.
We have a tight schedule. We didn't have time to stop and even get involved, mm-hmm. In anything like that. Mm-hmm. And so many times God has done that for me, and I'll tell you when it happens. And that morning we were thanking God and thanking the angels for protection.
That's right. Well, here in Genesis 19, we see that two angels that had accompanied the Lord to Abraham's tent, they came over to Sodom, and they had eaten a feast with Lot. They had met Lot and eaten a feast with him, and they stayed with him that night. Well, the homosexuals of the city of Sodom and Gomorrah came to have relations with these two men. And this is a despicable part of the Bible. But Lot said, please, brothers, don't act wickedly. And they were bound and determined to break down the doors and have sexual relations with these two angels. But the
Now, here what you're talking about is they had rape on their mind.
Rape on their mind, absolutely. And in verse 11, these angels have miraculous ability and supernatural ability and superhuman ability. They struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves trying to find the doorway. Angels have that kind of power. God has given them that authority to do miracles, and we're going to see more scripture here about angels actually doing miracles. But here they struck the homosexuals blind so they could not get into Lot's house.
Well, so they couldn't defile.
Oh, it's a horrible thing.
And that
yes.
was their intent. That
yes.
was clearly their intent. It was pervasive in that city, and that's why God was getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, because of the blatant sin
yes.
and unrighteousness.
That's right. And so finally they do bring Lot and his daughters and his wife out of the city before God destroys it with brimstone. And Lot says, now they said to Lot, escape for your life. This is in verse 17 of the 19th chapter. Escape for your life. Do not look behind you. Do not stay anywhere in the valley. Escape to the mountains, lest you be swept away. And Lot said to them, oh no, my lords. Lords, remember, two angels. Now behold, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have magnified your loving kindness, which you have shown me by saving my life. But don't let me escape to the mountains. There's a small town here, and let's go there. He just felt it totally insecure. And so the angel said, behold, I grant you this request. Angels had great authority, Darren. So the angel had the authority to give Lot his desire.
Yeah, but now we're talking about an angelic discretion.
Yes.
So they could make decisions on the spot.
That's right. But Lot could also ask them to do things.
Okay, now why were they giving in to Lot? Folks, he was a legal resident of this earth. He was born here.
That's good, yes.
He is a legal resident. Let me tell you, the devil is not a legal resident. You got to know that when you go to fight in the evil forces. You have the dominion authority. You have a position of authority. Now, whether you exercise that authority or not is up to you. But here Lot was saying, here, this is what I desire. This is what I want. And the angels were saying, now, we've been sent to destroy this place, but we're going to work with you here.
Yes, that's
because
right.
Because you have this authority to make a request.
That's right. Now, I'm going to get into something a little controversial, and I'm not saying that it's wrong or anything like that, because I believe that when you do it in the name of Jesus, everything is right. And in the name of Jesus, it's always the proper thing to do. But we have some people that say you can only commission angels in the name of Jesus. And right here, we see where Lot is requesting that angel to change his mind so that he can go to another place. He's actually talking to him verbally. He's not using the name of Jesus, because of course Jesus hadn't come to the earth
right,
yet.
Right.
So they are communicating one-on-one, and Lot is telling the angel what he wants. Now I believe we can truly have that kind of conversation with angels, Darren, where we can talk to them one-on-one, and sure, in the name of Jesus is great, but if we don't use in the name of Jesus, that's also all right, because of the authority, like you said, that we have on this earth.
Well, we're talking here about the ways of God, and folks, what we want to do is instruct you so that you know what you're doing, you can take scriptures, you can
that's
begin
right.
to break it out and have the Holy Spirit teach you also. So at this point, I want you to advance the tape to the end of side one, turn it over, and we'll go for it on side two.